Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Today we're going to discuss seven facts, not thoughts, facts, about the abundance that God has for each of us.
Hallelujah.
Now, make no mistake about it. God wants each of us abounding in abundance. You might say, well, Brother Harold, Sister Beth, why?
If for no other reason, consider the words of 2 Corinthians 9:8. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. It says, and God is able, listen to that. We know that. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. The classic Amplified translation of that same verse, 2 Corinthians 9:8.
I like this.
Yeah.
A lot.
Says, and God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing. Are there a lot of earthly blessings out there, honey?
Put our names on it.
Yeah, there you go. All of our names. Come to you in abundance so that you may always and under all circumstances. Is that all, honey? All circumstances?
All means all. Everything.
And whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Can you believe that God wants that for you? Well, that is not just us saying it. That is what the Word says about you. Boy, I'd be putting my name in there and claiming it every day.
Yep,
that's what I'm going to do.
That's it. And he wants us abounding in abundance.
Amen.
Here are seven facts about God's abundance for each of us. Fact number one, we were created in abundance. We serve an abundant God. His creation proves it. He created abundant water, land, mountains, animals, plants, trees, insects, gold, silver, and much more.
Amen.
It only makes sense that he would desire for our lives to abound too. And you know what? The Word of God agrees with it.
You know, I've got a CD that talks about that. Inheritance, claiming your inheritance.
You sure do.
Great CD. Ephesians 3:20-21. Ephesians 3 verses 20 and 21 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Oh, I could preach on this for all day. Unto him be glory in the church of Christ Jesus throughout all ages. That doesn't mean it would just happen in the past, honey. It means throughout all ages.
Yes.
World without end. Amen. These scriptures contain three critical points. First, God not only wants you to give wants to give you more than you can ask. He clearly states that he wants to give all of us more than we can even think. Can anybody say hallelujah to
that? Hallelujah.
It is difficult enough to understand God giving us more than we can ask, but according to this verse, he wants us to stretch our imagination as far as it will go, and we'll still come up short of God's desire to give for us. Think about that. I want you to meditate on that. And if that isn't enough, second, God wants to give us this unlimited blessing according to the power that worketh in us. Now, we already have the power in us because we have the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
His promises will operate through us to the degree that we allow this power to operate in us. We need to meditate on that. See, our relationship with God is critical. We need to be totally submitted to his will. We need to just be seeking his face. We need to live our lives, so that this wonderful realm can take us above all that we can ask or think. We need to break out from that.
We really do. And honey, third, we see the true purpose of this abundance.
Yes.
Contrary to the beliefs of many Christians, good people, going to heaven. God intends to what they think and have been taught. See, God intends abundance for us so that we will not be hindered from bringing glory to him.
Mm.
Remember, the realm of more than we can ask or think belongs to those who seek his glory and not their own. Let me say that again. The realm of more than we can ask or think belongs to those who seek God's glory and not their own.
Let me add something in there, honey, and this is so important. Because people are going to say, well, you know, I'd ask for that, but I just don't deserve that. Hey, you didn't deserve salvation. I didn't deserve salvation.
That's right.
And yet we got salvation because he is merciful and loving and wants to do things. Sometimes if you have kids, your kids don't always deserve everything that they get, but you love them and want to bless them. And if you read Ephesians 2, it talks about there's nothing we could possibly do to have earned what we received from God. So it's not a matter of earning it. It's a matter of humbly receiving it and wanting to just let him bless us. And he wants to bless us because we love him so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hallelujah.
Mm.
The point is, we cannot effectively evangelize our communities for God from a position of poverty and lack.
That's true.
But when we walk in the abundance of God and go beyond simply meeting our needs, we can do something powerful and wonderful for the kingdom of God. We can more easily further God's plan when we don't have to worry about such basic needs as mortgage or rent, groceries, utilities, car payment, any other payment.
That's exactly right. Because we have more than enough. In the realm of all we can ask or think, honey, we will have enough resources available for all the ministries God lays on our hearts. God wants to give us more than we can ask, more than we can think, because his plan is for us is infinitely greater than what we can ask or what we can think or
Amen.
Imagine. And you know what else? He wants us out of that comfort zone, because that's where the devil likes to keep you.
That's exactly right.
Most Christians can't even think in this realm because of the tradition, and the enemy's crippled their divine imaginations with thoughts of impossibility and insufficiency. If you're scrambling just to make it, you can't be a blessing to your neighbor. But by faith, we can now break out of insufficient thinking. And God will open new visions of abundance that exceed anything we can imagine. We need to open ourselves to him. He wants us to flourish in his abundance so that we will have more than enough to finance the end time harvest. And I believe the end time harvest is coming soon.
Amen. It's here.
Mm.
You know, I remember one day last week, honey, I told you, as I was praying, Lord, the word surplus popped
yes.
in my mind.
Yes.
And see, we don't need to be just praying to have our needs met.
That's right.
We need to be praying that we can move in surplus. We told that before. Maybe the Lord is wanting us to talk about it again sometime
yes,
real soon. And we'll do that. Which leads actually to point number two, fact two. We must begin walking in abundance, or even if you will, which is surplus. And I can say to you, congratulations. You've just taken the first step to walking in abundance because you now know scripturally that's what God intends for his children. And that includes you, me, us. Once we know God's desire, that he desires abundance for us, we're ready to take the second step. Right now, we need to form an effective giving and receiving covenant with God. Pray this prayer out loud with me to the Lord. Heavenly Father, I sincerely desire to give an ever-increasing portion of wealth to you for the financing of your great end-time harvest. Today, I solemnly pledge to become more involved in the spreading of the gospel by sowing money into the kingdom of God. I will begin sowing on a weekly basis into your work, in addition to the tithe. Beginning today, by faith, I'm planting these money seeds to start your flow of abundance in my life. I promise, as you multiply money, a money harvest back to me, I will always reinvest a generous portion into the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for revealing these principles of biblical economics to me. I am now determined to unleash these bold new principles into my own life. I thank you now for your abundance, which this positive action on my part will soon bring to pass. Amen.
Sometimes you may think, well, I know a lot of these principles, but a lot of times, and this happens to Harold and me, we need to stir it up again. Stir it up, because we've become lax in just doing, going along to get along, just to make up for things.
And you may, when I said begin sowing a weekly seed on a weekly basis in this work, you might have went, really? But just ask God.
Mm-hmm.
What did he have you do? We have a number of people that sow every day into the ministry.
A little something every day.
A little something every day, but little something add up to big something.
Well, not only that, but then it allows the harvest to keep multiplying.
It is a continual flow.
A continual flow.
That's what we're looking for.
That's it. That's what we're all looking for.
Now it's time to take the critical third step. Exercise the covenant. Not only must you know God's principles of biblical economics and make a covenant with him, you must faithfully exercise the covenant. You must now put these principles to work. By giving today, God will begin blessing and returning you larger and larger amounts of wealth to liberally invest in the gospel ministry.
What is Luke 6:38? I know you could quote it by heart. Luke 6:38, what does it say? It's a principle of God. It says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Hallelujah.
Give to your local church.
Amen.
And to those ministries God puts on your heart.
Amen.
Always remember that your increase, this is important, your increase does not come from the specific ministry to which you give. You're really given to God, and he has no limits on the ways that he can choose to give funds back to you.
That is critically important.
It is. You may want to listen to this teaching again. And that confession we went through, make it your own. Make it your own. Fact number three, there is prosperity in abundance. God's thoughts are not only our thoughts. In the natural realm, the proper way to achieve abundance is to keep all the wealth we can, carefully tucking it away in a safe place, drawing a moderate rate of interest. We believe that it will gradually grow into more wealth. But you got to do it God's way. See, in God's word, we read that we must first give away that which we want to accumulate. If you desire abundance in finances, you must give away a big part of your finances. Now, Paul wrote about this principle, and we're going to talk about it
tomorrow
morning.
We ran right out of time.
We did. We'll finish this teaching on tomorrow's call.
And we'll finish this principle on tomorrow's call.
That's right. So,
hallelujah.
Go to haroldharry.com. Check on this week's 2-minute video.
That's right.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we'll ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.